They both grew up in this same, my grandmother, and my grandfather, both grew up in this small town in Lithuania, which was actually the largest medieval state in Europe for a long time. And it was Lithuania. And then in like the 15th, 16th century, Poland and Lithuania joined in a confederacy. And then Russia conquered them. And then Poland took it back. And then right during the time frame that all these documents were signed was the Russian Revolution and, you know, the Soviet Union and World War I. So it was really confusing. They were both really from the same town. And it's not like they moved around from Ukraine to Poland. It's the town itself became the property of different countries during their lifetime. So...
Crazy.
Hi, Catherine. You're mute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Heather's still putting her kids to bed. Hi, Matthew. How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good.
Hanging in there.
Did you finish that sound place?
the recording studio.
Recording studio, yeah.
Yes. We wrapped up our part of it. There was like some very small odds and ends things that needed to be done, but we had to move on and get to another job that was waiting for us.
Nice.
You can say hello, Bob.
Hello.
And then we.
What about?
Am I? Can anyone hear me?
Not very well.
I can't hear you, Michael.
What is that background?
The background and his audio are the same. They go together.
I'm trying.
Nice cold, yeah. A nice cold beer.
One punch.
It's a beer.
It's a non-alcoholic beer.
Oh.
What kind?
It's called from Athletic Brewing.
Athletic.
Athletic.
But I like Athletic Brewing.
Why isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's like non-alcoholic beer is like super in now. Everyone's quitting drinking.
Yeah.
Well, first when the COVID crap started, everybody drank way too much, and now they're realizing that, and they're going to.
There's like a Super Bowl like ad for non-alcoholic Budweiser.
Yeah, but. That's gross.
Yup.
Yeah, why would you pick that beer to drink non-alcoholic of all the beers?
Nobody can hear you.
Yeah, their audio sucks.
Well, not my fault.
Yes, it is.
Whose fault is it then?
Entirely your fault.
It's Obama.
Does everyone have their dice and their character sheets ready and everything?
Oh, I don't have my character sheets ready. Let me pull them up. Oh, I pulled up the wrong thing. I pulled up my calendar.
My friend Rajan had a little boy recently.
How's the
Wait, Rajan?
Yep.
Had a son?
Yeah, this is number two.
Yeah. I'm going to congratulate him.
Do you hear the cat? Oscar, yeah. Come here!
So, like, Rajan is the guy with the fingers that are this long?
Yeah.
He played bass?
Yep. Oscar, come here. Come in here, son.
How's little baby Sierra?
She's good. I think she's taking a bath right now.
She canceled the rest of her yoga classes, Catherine. You missed your chance.
I know. I saw.
Oh, that's right. You got the email too.
Yeah. Oscar, come here. Do you hear him? He's like whining and yelling.
No, can't hear.
Hey.
Do you have 10 feet of snow in Buffalo? You're on mute. He's not talking.
James?
James, we're talking to you.
Oh, look at him.
He worked this thing.
Did you guys see that video of the man?
What man?
So, do you have a ton of snow in Buffalo?
Yes. We do.
Have you been playing in snow forts?
Going snowboarding on Monday, if that counts.
That counts.
Nice.
Where are you going?
Holiday Valley.
Is that like the Holiday Inn?
Say hello to all the Timkeys.
Because I have off.
President's Day.
So does everyone else here, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a hike.
President's Day.
Michael, what are you eating?
Better be beef on weck.
Can we just stop with the beef on weck discussions?
Oh my God, we had beef on weck for 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
I got Jennifer and Trulane on, like, because they were saying, they were like, oh, it's, they were watching the football games, you know, they were saying like, oh, we should have buffalo wings like people in Buffalo do. And I was like, I don't remember people having buffalo wings, but I do remember people having beef on weck all the time. And so they've been making it like all like for like the last however many weeks it's been, 4 weeks.
So they made their own rolls like we did, or?
Well, the first time they ordered them from the
Camillo's, DiCamillo's.
Yeah, and then they were just making them after that.
Yeah. Why did they want to make buffalo wings?
I don't know.
Hey, the best wings are at the Waterton Tavern. And for the Super Bowl, we just ordered them from the Waterton Tavern. Oscar.
I want to see Oscar. You have to make mine so I can see your screen.
Hi.
I'll see her.
You can change it to, I guess you're using your phone, huh?
Oh, this is
right,
Michael?
You whoever you want.
What?
If you just swipe through, it shows you the different
people. Oh my God. You're right.
Loudest noise ever. It's like, no, the sound of your swiping is like hitting the camera or hitting the microphone.
Can you guys hear Oscar?
Stop!
How come you're on your phone, Mike?
Phone is low.
We still can't hear you. Oh, because you're chicken? Not in the in your office? You're in your...
We can only guess because we can't hear him.
He's in his kitchen.
But why? We don't understand.
Because he's eating.
But...
He hasn't told us what he's eating.
Why?
Because somehow or other he figured out some wild idea of his that Heather would be late.
Yeah.
Oh, heavy.
He's eating a cheeseburger with no cheese.
No.
What are you eating? What am I hearing?
Out a diaper on her.
Stealthily out a diaper on her. All right.
Well, no.
Yeah. Well, I wrote a wind quintet on Sunday.
Black
I didn't really write it. It's an arrangement of another thing I wrote.
Did you write a derangement?
It's a derangement.
Did you guys hear that they solved the Dyatlov Pass mystery?
The what?
The who?
The Dyatlov Pass.
Nope. Tell us what the mystery was.
Or incident, I guess, is what it's called.
Tell us what the incident was.
It was in like 60s, and there was a bunch of like experienced hikers that all died in the mountains in Russia at the Dyatlov Pass, and nobody knows what happened.
Oh, I saw that.
Died in like really mysterious circumstances. Like it looked like they had been like attacked by an abominable snowman. Bigfoot. But they think that what really happened is that there was like a mini, because the avalanche, there was like just like materialized.
All right. Would you guys like to begin play?
Yes.
Wait.
Heather, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
I love Cormac McCarthy. He's one of my favorite writers.
Well, Hank.
Well, here you go.
I know how to read.
Heather, are you there? Can you hear us? We can't hear you.
Call in with your phone. Nope.
Oh, jeez.
You'd think she'd never joined a Zoom call before.
I don't know how they're
doing that. I think, you know, I got them a Chromebook so I could talk to the girls once in a while. And
you did?
Yeah, a long time ago, like in November. And then
where's that?
Huh?
Where's that at right now, I wonder?
I think that's what she's trying to log on to. Are you on the Chromebook, Heather? You know what I just bought? I just bought a Wi-Fi booster for my basement. It made all the difference in the world.
And you should do the same.
Can you hear us?
It's not the Wi-Fi, it's the thing. Yes.
Is it the Chromebook you're on?
Yes.
And it sucks.
Yes.
Where did you get it? Yucky Chromebook.
Well, maybe just
way better, but I forgot to bring it home today.
Maybe if you don't do video, you'll have better bandwidth.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Do you have your dice and your sheet ready?
Can you send me the thing? My children lost the dice.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Quick market. so I don't have to keep asking you to send it.
It's okay. I just have to find it. Because it's Devin Smith's.
Yeah, I tried Google it. It does not
What's
show
the
up.
Website name? Do you even know?
It's Devin Smith. Here, I just posted it. All right. So let me do a recap from last time. So I have, let's see if I can pull this out. Can you guys see this?
Upside down.
Okay. So this is my diagram of the situation that we left last. Oh, and here's the picture. The jewels are you guys, and these little black things are the bad guys. And so these are the ships, these thingies here. So,
oh yeah, we're going up a hill or something, right?
Yeah. So you're like going up a sand dune, and these ships came, and and you guys started fighting. There's six orcs, a goblin, and a cloud of vapor. And it started with two orcs on each of the ships. So what did we have? So this one is Aglathath. Mirabald Poss hopped off at some point. This is you guys here in the center. This is Frida, Olga. Frida, Olga, and Jenkins here in the middle. Zilmop ran up the hill in that direction. This is Helhana down towards this ship. And then this is Iruta and Ithawa from the Forno Elves. This is Moppy, who got set on fire by Frida.
Moppy.
This is the ship that has Crumbly and Talky and the Cloud of Vapor on it. This ship had Steak Knife and Johnny New York. Steak Knife jumped off and attacked Zilmop. And the very last thing that happened is that Zilmop hit Steak Knife with a bow staff. So that's where we're at, and we're gonna start off with Hela. So we did basically one iteration of the turns last time, and everyone is still alive except Moppy is prone right now, which means so he's not dead, but he's like incapacitated. Moppy's the goblin down here that Frida set on fire.
Oh yeah.
Didn't I kill them with my blast?
You killed. So during your turn, you killed. There were orbs on top of these two ships, and you did magic missile, I think, and exploded the orbs, and that freed Ithawa and Iruta from the spell. And what else? Oh yeah. I wanted to recap one thing, 'cause I was just listening to it last week. So like when I ask you guys to describe a situation, I'm always asking I'm always asking you guys to describe what your character does, because it's your character and I want you guys to tell me what your character does. But I get to decide basically what the result of what the result of what your character does.
That's rude. How dare you?
Well, I'm driving the bus, so to speak. So like if you guys do an attack and I'm asking you to tell me what to do, I'm asking you to describe what your character does to attack. And then
fine.
Yeah. So we have Captain, just to reiterate, we have Captain Vapor, Moppy, Steak Knife, Johnny New York, Aglatheth, Mirabald Poss, Crumbly, and Talkie. Mirabald Poss got hit pretty hard by a spell, I think, Catherine, I think you hit Mirabald Poss.
Catherine?
I don't remember. But anyway, it's Helahana's turn. Also, Helahana is down to 6 health, I think. Yeah, so Helahana, you're up.
I don't know what to do.
Come on. Throw a spell in him.
So you're, just to reiterate where you are, you're down here by this ship with Crumbly and Talkie and the Cloud of Vapor, but you're on the dune below it. It sounds like you're talking, but we can't hear you.
Sorry, I'm trying to push you. Hold on.
We heard
that. I just think this is just a piece of junk.
Don't say that about.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just gonna join my phone. Going.
What are you doing?
Joining. Wait.
Whoa!
Turn off the audio.
I didn't know where George Clooney was joining.
Wait, did you make a clue for me?
What?
Hang up on your second one.
Hang up on...
I don't like being on the phone for it, because then I can't see everyone.
You can swipe through it to see everyone.
But I still don't see everyone.
Just swipe through. Everyone knows that.
You can hear me fine, can't you?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I was just trying to pull up my sheet, and then I got distracted by all the garbage that was happening on this computer. Okay, so I want to do a spell.
Right. What do we got?
Well, I can speak with animals. Are any of them animals speaking?
No, but don't forget you have Golden Francesca by your side.
Yes. Golden Francesca.
Can I send her to attack?
Yeah.
Like, with her claws?
Yes.
In the world of
all right, I do that.
All right, who are you going to attack?
What's the name of the one that's laying down?
Moppy is laying down. He's
disabled, right?
Yeah.
Don't bother with him.
Can you hear me, Judge? I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's all that noise, Heather?
Oh. Michael's or Jimmy is playing that video.
I'm not.
I was gonna say, that's not me.
Jimmy, come on. We're trying to play a game here.
Michael!
Wait. Where did the meet? Okay, I'm like in Zoom, but I like lost the meeting.
Cool.
Like scrolled different. I don't know.
All right, just tell me what you want, where you want Golden Francesca to go.
Uh-oh.
Julio?
Where do you want Golden Francesca to go?
I want her to go to the thing with the vapor cloud on it.
Okay.
Who were the names of the ones on that one?
So there's two orcs, Crumbly and Talky, and then there's the cloud of vapor. So do you
want her to attack the orcs, or will she get killed by them if she attacks them?
So I'll tell you, so here's the stat block for Golden Francesca. Wait, hold on. All right, so dang it. Sorry. I have to not copy that. Come on. Golden Francesca. Okay. Sorry. Here's the stat block for Golden Francesca. Oops, that's the chat. Okay.
Wait, why are we laughing?
Because there's a lot of stuff here.
So you can basically do like a clawed attack. And you would roll damage for that.
Okay. I choose that.
All right, so you want to attack both of the orcs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to make you roll twice on strength. So roll d20 strength and add Golden Francesca's strength modifier.
Wait, did you put her stats in the chat?
Yes, I did.
I'm struggling with this life. Okay. Golden Francesca. I can't read that. Okay. All right. D20. All right, I got a 7. And add her. What am I adding to her? The strength?
Yeah.
So 1.
Yep.
So 8. Uh oh, that's not looking good for Golden Francesca.
Roll again.
Sixteen.
Okay. Plus the 1 or 16?
Oh, plus the 1.
Yeah, okay. So, do you want to describe what Golden Francesca does?
She goes, row, row. And then she, like, leaps forward from next to my side and leaps to the orcs and has her claws out, and she's making that cat sound that all the football teams make when they have cats as their mascot.
Okay, she gets both of them. So, let me see. Do a 1d4 plus 1 for each.
1d4
plus 1 for each.
Okay, you got a 1. So I guess plus 1.
Yeah.
So 2. And then 1 again.
Okay. So 2 and 2.
So 2.
Yeah, so 2 good swipes at Crumbly and Talky. So they're both mad as heck. Do you want to? Okay, so do you, Helhana, want to move?
Like, what do you mean move?
Do you want to move on, like, do you want to move to follow Golden Francesca, or do you want to stay where you are?
I don't want to follow Francesca. I'm too afraid. I'm
all right. So weak.
My strengths are not in fighting.
All right, so Golden Francesca's on the boat now, and you're still off the boat. And so now it is Moppy's turn, who's prone. Moppy is gonna take his turn to get up off the ground and dust himself off. And he is not prone anymore, even though he was set on fire. He seems to look around with a renewed conviction. So now it is
Jimmy's turn. Since he walked away.
Oh.
No, he's now it's Frida's turn.
Really?
Look at the kitty.
I thought I just poked fire at these guys. Okay, so how many are left now?
They're all still kicking. And Moppy's back in action.
What? Okay, I did firebolt. So, remind me again, cantrip.
So, cantrip spells you can do as many times as you want. And spell, the known spells from your spell book, you have a number of spell slots that you, and so you only have two spell slots to use. So you can only cast two of those.
Okay, so, and does shield just shield me? Doesn't shield everybody, right?
Let's look it up.
Okay.
D&D 5e shield. I should say shield spell. Okay. So shield is a first level reaction, an invisible barrier of magical force protects you. And you have plus 5 bonus of AC. And you take no damage from magic missile.
Yeah, I want to do something that does everything. And sleep probably just sleeps one person, right?
I'll tell you about sleep.
Yeah, wizard spell list.
So the spell sends creatures into a magical slumber. And you roll, so you roll 5d8?
Yeah, what the heck is a 5d8?
That seems crazy. Creatures in, so the total is how many hit points of creatures this spell? I don't understand that sentence, to be honest with you. The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect. Creatures within 20 feet of you choose within range are affected in ascending order of their current hit points. Starting with the creature that has the lowest hit points, each creature affected by this spell falls unconscious until the spell ends. The sleeper takes damage or someone uses an action to shake or slap the sleeper awake. So that could affect multiple creatures.
Okay, so what is, yeah, but what should I roll? We don't know what a 5d8 is.
No, I do. So you, the d8, that just seems, it's like a large number. So you want to do this?
So I can affect a lot of these people, right? A lot of these enemies?
Well, so it's got a 90 feet range. So, but where you are, you can affect... Actually, I'm going to say you can affect everybody except for Captain Vapor, who's a little bit farther away from you.
Okay, so what dice do I roll?
So you're going to roll 5 times D8, which is the dice that has,
dice.
It's like,
right?
Two triangles back to back.
Oh, no.
So just tell me what you get.
Wait a minute, like this one?
It should be 2 pyramids back to back.
Yeah.
4 and 4.
Goes up to 9.
Yeah, it starts at 1. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many times do I roll? 5 times?
5d8s, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay. 0. Good job. 2. Even not much better.
Wait, did you say 0?
Yeah.
There's no.
Do I not hit the right one? There is a zero on here.
It's no.
Between 8 and 4.
Wait, that's not right.
Zero. Okay.
Can I see your dice again? Wait.
Oops, wait a minute. See the zero?
No, 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 that's not right. Because that's a D10.
This guy. Oops.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Okay, we can cross off that zero. 8.
Already rolling better.
6. 5. Come on, another 8. 4. How many have I done?
4. One more. Did you say 2?
2.
Okay. So that is, what is that total?
I'm not writing it down.
Plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 2. All right, so you have 25 total. So you can affect 25 hit points of creatures. So you can actually, so let me just see how many you can affect here. So you, if you're within, starting with the people that are closest to you, do you want to just go in linear order here of the people that are closest to you?
That's how they said to do it, yeah.
So, yeah, but they said to do it by hit points, which I don't even know how if I can do that. I guess Mirabold Poss is first. So Mirabold Poss also has the lowest hit points and is also the closest. So that's first. So Mirabold Poss is asleep. And then, who's next? I guess Crumbly and Talky. So.
I just laugh at that name every time.
All I think of is the Minix puppies.
Michelle. Yeah, same. Puppies. Complaining.
So,
so did I put those two? Slumpy and Grumpy?
Slumpy and Grumpy. Next.
Wait, this is too many. Hold on. So probably not Aglethath. 3+. This is such a bizarre thing to have to calculate. So 3 + 8 + 8 = 19. Plus 4 = 23. Okay, so that's it. So you get 4 of the orcs asleep with this spell. So that would be, so Crumbly and Talky fall asleep. Mirabold Poss, who's sitting right next to you, falls asleep. And then, Steak Knife, who Zilmop just thwopped with a bow staff. So those orcs, they all fall asleep. Congratulations.
So how many are left?
Not asleep, you've got Moppy, Aglethath, Johnny New York, and Captain Vapor.
Who's next? Or do I get to do another spell?
No, you don't get to do another spell. And that's also a spell slot for you. So you've used one of your spell slots.
Okay, so somewhere in my spreadsheet here,
this is an H6. So you have, so that's a first level spell. And so you just take off, instead of 2 of 2, you say 1 of 2.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me just keep this up. So this only lasts for 1 minute. So this isn't going to last very long.
Can we get the hell out of there in the meantime?
You can, so at any time you can choose to run if you want to do that.
Like run.
If you want to run for your turn. Actually, so as part of your turn, Frida, you still can move 30 feet. Do you want to do that?
Wait a minute. Where? Why are we going in this direction? We're going to.
you were traveling with Iruta and Ithua to the oasis to figure out why that person was trying to poison the elves.
Okay.
And you got intercepted by a gang of pirates. But do you want to move is my question in the moment here.
So what do you guys say? You want to move?
No, you get to choose if you want to move. You get to move 30 feet. Like you can run like towards one of the ships or away from the ships or towards somebody. Or you can not. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to stay where I am.
Okay. Okay. So now it's the orcs' turn, which I guess
Johnny... Why do they get to have their own turn? That's not fair.
You mean why do they get to take a turn in this game?
They don't have real souls.
All right. I'll take your points under advisement.
Aren't they angry at Francesca anyway now?
Well, Crumbly and Talkie were, but now they're asleep. So Johnny New York, who is on the ship, is going to attack Frida.
I should have moved.
So he's going to jump off the ship and run down and attack Frida. So where's my... With, he's got a little dagger. All right, let me get this out of here. All right, so that's a 3. I guess it's a 6 plus 3. So what's your AC, Frida? Your armor class is 13. So that's B, that's in cell B11. So that doesn't hit. So Johnny New York tries to swipe at you and he misses just terribly. It's atrocious. Okay. And then Aglathath, who's still on the boat, is gonna throw another javelin at Zilmop, actually, because Zilmop attacked recently Steak Knife with the bow. So that'll be, let's see, plus 12 plus 1, that's a 13. Zilmop, what's your AC?
Pretty good.
What?
Good.
Oh, it's 10. So it's 10 plus your dexterity, which is 4.
Dexterity is 16.
Or your modifier, your dexterity modifier.
Oh, it's 2.
Yeah. 2. Oh yeah. So this is gonna hit you.
Uh-oh.
Zilmop.
Ouch.
And so that is 1d6. So that's 1 point of damage for you.
Are you going to take it off or do I?
I'll take it off. I'm right here. So 9 of 10. Doesn't hurt that bad. All right. Jenkins, don't forget you have bull strength.
Oh, yeah.
Which gives you an unreasonable +4 strength and advantage.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it. I'm all in.
And advantage. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to attack.
Who would you like to attack?
Who's out there again?
We got Johnny New York and Aglathath of the Orcs, and then we've got Moppy the Goblin and Captain Vapor, the Vapor.
Gosh. I'm going straight for the Vapor.
All right. How are you going to do it?
I'll probably just do the old...
You got to move... You have to move towards him. So you have to either jump on the boat or something.
Maybe I'll attack an orc instead. Wait, aren't the orcs asleep?
There's two that aren't asleep.
All right, I'm going to attack both of them.
You can't do that.
All right, fine. Just Johnny New York.
All right, Johnny New York it is. How do you want to attack?
I'm going to... hit him with my scimitar.
All right. Do 2d20s. Remember, because you have advantage. Rolling with advantage is rolling paradise. You get it?
No. Because it's a paradise.
So you roll 2 and then you take the higher.
I rolled 2 9s.
All right. One of those 9s will do. And then add your strength modifier plus 4.
Let's call it a 4. So 13.
All right. So that hits Johnny New York right in the butt. So roll... What is it? What did you say? Scimitar?
Yeah.
So roll your d6 and add plus 4.
A 1 plus 4 is a 5.
Alright. Minus 5. Alright, you slash his leg and he's
dead!
He's not dead, but he's like really looking decrepit.
What if he slashes his femoral artery?
Huh.
Then he would get a clot.
He didn't get his ephemeral artery.
That's an instant.
But he got very close. Yeah, and so now it's Olga's turn. What would Olga like to do?
I would like to
magic missile.
Good old reliable magic missile.
I mean, that's honestly my favorite spell.
No, do a different spell. Do an Omni Omni.
Ray of Sickness.
All right. Ray of Sickness to whom? We've got...
to Omni Omni.
We've got... Johnny New York, who's real hurt. We've got Aglathath, who's completely unharmed. And Moppy, who's okay. And Captain Vapor, who's okay.
Aglathath.
Okay. Ray of sickening greenish energy lashes out toward a creature within range. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 2d8. Poison damage. Okay, so... roll a d20 and add your... What's your spell casting? Charisma.
Add my charisma.
Yeah, which is 6.
Fourteen.
Okay, it hits. So target takes 2d8 poison damage and must make a constitution saving throw. So Aglatheth is making a constitution saving throw. Oh, that's an... So Aglatheth passes the saving throw.
So, no!
So just roll that 2d8 poison damage.
Which one's d8?
It's like two pyramids back to back. Because pyramids have four sides, and two of them make eight sides.
Number one is 7. And 4.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Would you like to describe what happens to, or how you shoot off this spell here?
Well, yeah, I go, Amay.
Every time.
All right. Aglatheth cannot handle the poison and explodes, and there's orc blood all over the ship there.
Hey, I thought you said she passed the constitution saving throw.
Well, yeah, which would have made it worse. She would have been even more dead.
Oh.
Not mostly dead, but even more dead.
Yeah.
But okay.
All right, so... All right, you guys are really mopping up here.
She didn't vomit before she died.
It was too fast. The explosion was instantaneous.
Like, sick at all?
Why is that important?
Because it's Ray of Sickness. It's the whole reason I use that one.
Make him sick.
Sickness.
Aglatheth has an poison allergy.
Oh, okay.
So now it's Iaruta and Ithawa's turn, because they're out of the bag, literally. Thanks to Olga's previous efforts. So they're going to... both of... Here, let me... Because they're going to act together. Okay. So they both attack Moppy. And they kind of get him down, and they're holding him down. And so now, okay, so now at this point, they're Iaruta and Ithawa are holding Moppy. Steak Knife, Mirbold Poss, Crumbly, and Talky are all asleep, and Johnny New York is looking seared. And so Captain Vapor takes the wheel of his ship just takes off. And just leaves. And so that ship is gone with Crumbly and Talky. So you have the only person that's like still like not asleep or dead is Johnny New York, who's very ill. So what do you guys want to do now? I'm going to say we're out of bullet time. You guys won the fight.
Should we tie him up? Should we tie everyone up who's like out of commission real quick?
Just tie them up and put duct tape over their mouths.
Yeah. You guys can do that.
Don't hurt us.
Do we have any rope? Do I have rope?
Yes, I have rope.
I also have rope.
I have a scimitar.
Cut off their heads.
Cut the rope.
I actually don't have rope.
I have... Oh, I forgot about my invisibility potion.
You would.
Anyways, let's stay on task, everyone.
All right, so you guys are tying everyone up. And just as you get them all tied up, so Steak Knife, all the sleeping orcs are kind of coming to, and they're like, "What is going on?" But they're tied up now.
Idiots.
So Zilmop, you mock them at their misfortune. Iaruta and Ithawa say, "Wow, thanks you guys for basically saving the day with all those good fighting moves and cool spells. We gotta take these guys to jail in town. So we're gonna put them on one of these boats and take them into town. Do you guys want to come with us, or do you want to continue and go to the Oasis by yourself?"
I want to go to the town.
How long is it going to take to get them to jail?
Well, you have these boats now that you can use.
I feel like we should go, and then we can see how much more buildings of the town have been disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like to go. Because I thought we couldn't get into the Oasis like without them.
They would tell you how to get there. But they were the Oasis is like not their place though.
What do you mean?
Looks like Heather's frozen. it's not like they have the keys to the Oasis or whatever. Like, they can tell you how to get there, but it's like someone else's settlement. So, okay, but you guys want to go into town with them anyway. Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Things are still disappearing.
Okay,
yeah,
so
why not?
So you guys load up the remaining boats and with the tied up pirates and head on into town. All right. So let me put just I'll put into the chat the map of Pustinia.
Okay.
There you go. All right, so you guys are arriving from the north. So you're headed down, and so the first thing, so you guys can maybe like park the boats on the outside of town and hop off, and
go to the tavern.
Well, so Iaruta and Ithua are like, maybe they get a cart or something, and they're like gonna try to take everyone to the jail, which is all the way on the south side of town. So they're gonna take. So they're like, "Can you guys? Well, we're gonna go to the jail. We're gonna take these fools to the jail because they need to go to the jail." So the tavern, as you recall, that's where you stayed the first night. Frida, you weren't there, but. Maybe you know the tavern from your previous journeys, and that's where Cookie was working with Burger from the town. If you remember, Cookie was the guy on Bort's caravan that hitched a ride with you to Pustinia. So the first thing you notice is that the tavern is gone. It's not there.
Uh-oh. No more wings.
I knew there was going to be something.
No more wings.
Why don't they have a house of guitars instead of a guitar center?
It's a great question.
Jimmy.
You could go on in there and ask them that question. And as you see, like, just from your vantage point at the end of the town, you see, like, a lot of activity. Like, there's a lot of people kind of walking around and like setting up like decorations and stuff and like tables and like dip, like there's like looks like there's a stage getting set up.
So can we ask somebody what's going on?
So yes, if you wander you want to like wander towards the center of town to kind of ask someone.
Yeah.
Okay. So
is the city council still there in the
So
the magic shop?
The hold on, let me see.
There where you get Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh yeah, the magic shop is gone too, actually. So as you wander into town, you also notice the magic shop, which is one of the few places that you've been before,
yeah,
is also missing. But the city council right across the street is there.
Great. Boring place.
What about the smithy and the payday loans and the
You don't quite remember those places because you didn't go into any of them.
Right. Okay.
But those places are there right now, so yeah, there's people walking around. There's like a, let's see, like a woman kind of walking near you that's headed south. There's another woman heading, east. You see like an older woman kind of just sitting around on the corner.
So can we stop and ask her what is it? A stage is being set up?
Yeah, there's two people setting up a stage. Do you want to talk to one of them?
Sure.
Okay, so yeah. You approach the stage. They mostly ignore you and continue working.
Okay.
You not having said anything yet.
Well, what? Why? Yeah, we did. We said, why is the stage for? Didn't we?
You.
What are they doing? Why are they setting up a stage?
This one guy looks at you and says, Manifestation Day is tomorrow. Don't you guys know about Manifestation Day? We're going to have a band.
This again.
I don't know anything about Manifestation Day.
Mom, it's your thing. You should know all about it.
Well, just to be clear, it's not an elven holiday. It's a Pustinia holiday. So it's not specific. Frida, I would say that you've heard of Manifestation Day. So Manifestation Day is just it's like a solstice celebration that they do. People give you
the celebration that they've been missing. No,
forever.
No. So the elves, the elves gathering is a different thing, but
I thought that was Manifestation Day.
No, Manifestation Day is a Pustinia holiday, but the elves don't live in Pustinia.
I think I'm confusing two different things.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So the elves live in the castle, which is way to the south. You guys are in this town called Pustinia. The holiday Manifestation Day is Pustinia's holiday.
But weren't they getting ready for some big holiday when we were there?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yes, Manifestation Day.
All right, whatever. Just move on.
The elves were not getting ready for a holiday.
That's what I'm asking. Weren't the elves getting ready?
No.
No.
No, they were.
No.
No.
Heather,
stop arguing.
The elves.
You're wrong.
The elves were just doing their thing, and they accepted a visitor that turned out to be nefarious.
That turned out to steal from them.
No, you stole from them.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, anyways. Let's go to the jail and see what's going on over there.
Okay.
We're going to put those people in jail, right? Everybody's tied up?
They're already on their way to jail.
Okay. So you're... Because you guys were kind of dilly-dallying here, Iaruta and Ithua kind of beat you to the jail. You have to walk all the way through all of town, and you, as you continue walking, you know, you kind of see similar things happening. Like, people are putting up these, like, decorations that you are starting to recognize as being the manifestation decorations. And so the jail is all the way down on the south side of town, and it's like this big square building with classic bars on the windows and stuff, just like a Western jail. And let's see. So yeah, you head into the jail. So you see there's three cells. There's three cells, and they're occupied. And then you see Ithua and Iaruta there talking. They still have all of the people, like, in the cart tied up. And they're trying to figure out what to do with them, because they have three people in the cells. And they're then you have Joy Dog Sessayo, who is getting agitated with all these prisoners, and he's basically turned into a golden retriever and is running around the room wagging his tail. And then you have Rolf, who's just being like, hold up, where did all these people come from? And he's like getting ready to shoot into the air. And in the cells, you see like this really thin, lengthy person that has like a really strange pale face.
Slenderman?
It's like Slenderman. And then in cell number two, you have this guy who's got the tattoo on his head with the octagon. He's like a Malik person. And then I read this wrong. So the third cell is open, and there's another person there named Copa, who's the deputy.
Copa Cabana?
Yeah.
Okay, so they can just go in the third one.
Yeah. They were confused about my previous nonsense. So they're that's what's going on there in the jail. So Rolf is like, so how's it going, y'all? You got this wrapped up? Are these the culprits?
No, nope. Not yet, Rolfie.
Well, what? Who the heck are they?
They are just some random people that we found that tried to kill us. It attacked us.
If it was like, I told you already, these are pirates that have been plaguing the desert for years, and we finally got them tied up.
Thanks to us.
So, they are grateful to us for having done this?
Money. Yeah, So Joy Dog Sessayo is extremely happy that you've brought these characters in. So what about the vapor guy?
A vaporwave artist?
Yeah. Yes, he says. The vaporwave artist.
We don't know what you're talking about, sir.
He's like, if you guys don't get Captain Vapor. He's just going to find another crew, and he'll be back at it in a month.
Yeah, whatever.
So wait.
Not a problem.
Do you guys think that these the pirates are like taking the buildings
Who's
and stuff?
Saying this?
Yeah, whatever.
This
Who's
is
saying this?
Joy Dog Cecile saying, "Do you guys think that the pirates are taking the buildings?"
Oh.
I didn't say that.
He did.
No, we
putting
don't,
words in our mouth.
Don't there, think that.
Well, I'm asking a question.
No, the answer's no.
Okay, so who's taking? Like, we just lost the tavern. All we have is the Holiday Inn left.
Listen, what do you want us to do? What are we supposed to do?
I'll do it.
It's not my fault.
Like, we're doing our best. These guys attacked us, so we had to bring them to jail. It's a step on our journey. Please let us
jail disappears now.
What's that?
Please repeat that, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
so Helhana mumbles something that no one can perceive. So actually, everyone roll a perception check.
On a 20?
D20 with wisdom.
D20.
Which one's D20? Is it this?
It's the one with the most sides.
Yeah.
It?
But it's not this, right?
No.
It's better mods? Do we have mods?
The sides look like triangles, not like pentagons.
11.
Not the pentagons, right?
I rolled a 9. Do we add anything?
You add your wisdom modifier.
Wait, we're just rolling our d20, right?
And add your wisdom modifier.
Why is everyone having trouble figuring out which dice is the d20?
All right, I have an 11.
Great question.
Because how am I supposed to just intuitively know that? Like, that's the worst part of this game. There's no way to tell which dice is which.
Calm down.
No, wait, no. How am I supposed to know?
What are we adding to it?
Instinctively.
It just appears in my mind.
4.
The purple column or the black column?
If you have the purple, if you have wisdom as your proficiency, then you add the purple. If not, then black.
I'm never going to understand that rule.
Okay.
3+.
I tried to make it easy by making a purple column.
17. I have 17.
Okay.
15.
16.
You had an 11.
Wait, sorry. What? Jenkins got 15. Helahana 16.
16.
Zilmop 11. What's Olga?
You did.
12.
Okay. So all of you guys see the mallet guy kind of like winking at you very discreetly.
The mallet guy?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's in this jail cell. The jail sale.
Jail sale.
Jail sale.
jail sale.
Yeah.
Jail sale, man.
Wait.
Jail sale.
I don't know what you mean by mallet guys.
So
Malik.
The Maliks are the people.
Malik.
The people that
I thought you said mallet.
Malik.
Got it.
Jail sale.
All right. So, do you guys want to do anything about that?
Nope.
Okay. So,
just kidding.
Ayurutha and Ithua says, what's that?
Nothing.
Nothing?
How could you say nothing?
Ayurutha says, I want to go get something to eat. We're going to go, I guess, to the Holiday Inn.
Tavern's closed.
Tavern is gone.
Count me in.
And Rolf is like, yeah, sounds about right, and just walks out the door. And so they kind of follow him.
So now we're alone with all the jailed folks?
You have Copa and...
They have names.
And Joy Dog Sessiel. And so they start... So there's the empty cell. They're starting to, like, grab these tied up fools and putting them in the cell.
I think it's turn to the side.
Well,
so you guys stand there with your mouths agape.
Jimmy's eyes are closing.
We've only been playing for an hour.
Well, we'd be playing for an hour and a half if
you gotta teach that girl to put herself to sleep.
Hey, tonight I had to literally wait until she was all the way asleep to put a diaper on her because she refused to wear one. So
that's
whose fault is that?
A big girl. She doesn't want to wear a diaper anymore.
I don't want to clean up pee in the bed.
Poo poo in the potty.
You know, that's part of being a mommy.
You just have to let your kid pee the bed.
I don't want to.
Didn't I wet the bed until I was in sixth grade?
I would rather her wear a diaper while she's still 2 years old in the bed at night.
Okay. Real quick, though, can we just figure out why that guy's winking and then go?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right.
Somebody ask him why he's winking. Not me. I don't want to.
I'll ask him. Why are you winking over there, buddy?
But ask him discreetly.
Hey there.
Hey, why are you winking? You
roll a deception check.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Heather?
I'm scared. Wait, me roll a perception check?
Deception.
What?
Deception.
Deception.
Inception.
What is inception?
Deception? Decepticons?
Reception.
I got a three.
Okay, so you shout across the room. What do you say?
Hey, why are you winking at me? Is something in your eye? Is something wrong with your eye?
The Malik guy like scowls at you, and like the deputy Copa and Joy Dog Sessiel both like look up and they look over at the Malik man, and
she's
they're like,
kidding.
And they're why like,
just kidding.
And Copa's like, hey. Settle down in there, buddy.
She's trying to get him and she's just being a dick.
Wait, you say that to whom? Joy Dog Sessiel?
To the cops.
Wait, why is his name Malik?
That's his race.
He's a human. So he's a human person. His clan or whatever.
Why does it all have to be about race all the time?
Copa's like, you guys want to give us a hand with these fools or what? Or are you going to go get some...
Don't work here. Do your job.
All right, so they... Copa looks at you angrily. Joy Dog Sessiel turns back into a golden retriever and starts like running around. And he's like, and Copa's like, oh great, now I have to wait for him to settle down.
Okay, well I guess we can't really figure out why that guy's winking while they're all here. So I guess
again and dog tongue.
What? All right, should we go and then, like, come back later when no one's here or something? Yes.
No.
Let's go.
We have, like, a
must speak the truth spell.
Do you have Zone of Truth? I think that's like a level three spell.
I have message spell.
Ooh, use that one.
Can I do my message spell?
Yeah.
Do we sell little buddy?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You could send them.
Message spell.
Okay. Message spell.
So what does a message spell do?
So you can send a message. You point your finger at a creature within range and whisper a message to the target, and only the target hears the message and can reply in a whisper that only you can hear.
Okay.
This is perfect spell for this situation.
All right, so what do you
guys, what's my message be?
Say, yo, what's wrong with your eye? Is something in it?
I'm going to say, hello, sir. Why are you winking at us? Send.
Malik man.
Send. So you tweet that, and
when I do it, I look like the lady in Lord of the Rings when she's like looking at them out of her eyes like this, and she's like,
"Hey, what lady?
You know what I'm talking about?" And she's like,
"You're talking about Smeagol,
lady? Which lady?
You know of what I speak.
You know of what I speak."
Oh.
So the Malik man, he like looks at you out of the corner of his eyes, and he's like, if you guys can get me out of here, I'll tell you who's taking I'll tell you about the creature that's destroying the town.
Tell you what.
Okay, well, we'll think about it. That's not to him, that's just me in general. I'll just do like a like discreet thumbs up.
Okay.
Or let me do like a head nod. Like a...
Oh, bro.
Yeah, do like a thing.
You do like a fist bump.
No, that's too obvious.
No, you walk over to the cell and you fist bump him?
Okay. Heather, please.
The noise. Sorry. It was so loud.
What Josh got me this fancy cookie from this place today and I was just eating it.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Wait.
But you have to talk to the Malik man too, Zillop.
You must get up a lot earlier than Heather does.
Speak for yourself.
I got up at 6 a.m. this morning.
Yo.
Okay.
All right. See you guys around then.
Wait.
All right. We can pause here. We'll pick it up again. But hold on, wait, let's schedule the next one.
All right then. I'ma head out.
Wait, you have to schedule the next one.
Next week.
You have to schedule the next one.
When you guys want to next week?
Next Wednesday. What's wrong with next Wednesday?
Wednesday it is.
Are you doing it at like 8?
No.
Please, what can your this? Children go to bed at a normal time?
They do.
They don't.
I invite all of you to get the COVID vaccine and then come here and put my children to bed for me.
All right.
List.
I didn't choose to have children.
Then you don't get to determine what it is a normal time.
All right, I'm going to set it for next week. We can discuss the time via text. Non-stop until then.
All right, I'll just ask Josh what time.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah.
I'm going to head out.
I hope you have sweet dreams about Tom Brady.
I will. He's awesome.
Person on the planet.
I did have a dream about him the other night, and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
All right, bye.
Bye. Say goodnight.
You.
Bye, Silas.
Did you get that, Catherine? Catherine, how did you get that?
Catherine, hide it. You're gonna get in trouble.
What is it?
Nothing.
What is it, Catherine?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So it appears that Jimmy gets up at 5 a.m. and I don't know. You guys are all on the East Coast. I don't know what the...
I'm not on the East Coast.
I mean, it's... Yeah, 10:30.
No, I mean you three.
It's like I'm...